to Who Would You Do with Robin and Josh?
Where the answer is never Robin or Josh.
That's right, and we're back for yet another week of hilarious antics, talking about our possible fictional sexual conquests or non-conquests. And we're doing The Office.
I think our non-conquests are less fictional.
But yeah, so we're doing The Office, the NBC smash hit.
Not our actual office, because a couple people from them probably listen to this.
That would be a very entertaining episode for me.
It would be probably a very interesting episode for our coworkers.
And then a really interesting way of how we figured out how to get our rent check every month.
I wonder if our coworkers see themselves as people from The Office and will thus see our answers as answers about them.
Everyone in my office is Angela.
Everyone in your office is Angela?
Yeah.
Everyone in my office is a dick. I'm just kidding. I really like the people at my office that listen to my podcast. But no, I do. If you listen to my podcast at the office, I probably really like you, because God knows the people I don't like in my office don't give a shit about my podcast.
That's true. Yeah, there's such a low chance of anyone in my work ever listening to this.
So, one person in my office who listens to my podcast, you know that you're not so bad.
So The Office, I think, is on its 17th season. Is that right?
I stopped counting. 17th season? No, it's not. You're being sarcastic.
A comedy.
Well, The Simpsons has been on for like 29 seasons, 30 seasons. I was like, that's not like an unreasonable number. It's The Office has been on for like 10 seasons. You just overestimated by 7.
I forgot the important comedy rule of heightening to extremes.
Yeah, you gotta be like, it's been on for like 32 seasons, and then I just would have been like, no, like, wow, 17 seasons, man, that just flew right by.
That baby is an adult now.
How is that baby older? Does the kid come in at all in The Office? I really stopped watching after Steve Carell left.
I think that, well, yeah, did you watch the episodes where they transitioned?
The second Will Ferrell episode might actually be my favorite episode of The Office.
Yeah.
If he had just become the boss, I would have become a more strict watcher of The Office, probably.
If he had become the boss, something would be wrong with Will Ferrell's career.
something might have been wrong with Will Ferrell's career, but as we can tell by how much money he has and how many things he puts out, nothing's wrong with Will Ferrell's career.
Oh my God, no.
What I would trade, what I would give to trade with Will Ferrell's career.
So I also stopped watching around that time. It just got too depressing. And because I love, that show was awesome. Although, honestly, I feel like it's mostly a love story. And plus, like, craziness. And then once the whole Jim and Pam marriage baby thing happened, it just was so dull.
Oh, yeah. No, it just went downhill.
It jumped the shark hardcore.
Jumped the shark. But actually talking on the transition, this person's not on your list, okay. But I have to ask now, Will Ferrell's character.
The crazy character? No.
He's
insane. He's like trying to like dunk on a basketball, right?
And he believes he can juggle. The funniest thing I may have ever seen on The Office when he juggled with no balls. I wonder if he has sex with no woman.
No, he's completely crazy. Okay, so let's get started. There's some pretty good girls, actually. This is one of the things that has, like, pretty 50-50 with interesting women.
Well, yeah, you know, it's an interesting thing with the girls, because it's, like, it's 50-50, but it's also not a situation where it's just like, yes, 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 yes.
Right.
Because, like,
right.
Normally when we're talking about people that everyone knows on our podcast.
Who would you do? Maxim, 2012.
It's just, like, the Kardashians or Olympic athletes or people in peak physical condition that are on TV because they're more attractive than humans are supposed to be.
Right.
Unless they starve themselves.
This is very, like, realistic. Okay, so let's...
Semi-realistic.
Both characters.
Basically realistic. Basically, you know, it's time to get down to who would we really do.
Right. Okay, so let's talk about just the general all-around favorite Pam. Where do we feel on Pam?
You know, Pam, like... Okay, so, you know, it's an interesting thing where it's like, yeah, you know, on pure looks and personality and, like... I could definitely have sex with Pam. There's, like, no reason why I wouldn't have sex with Pam. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I could really see, like, knowing Pam, getting along with her, and just not feeling it.
Yeah.
She could just be, like, one of those girls where you're just hanging out a bunch, and you're thinking, like, why aren't I trying to hook up with this girl? And you're just, you know, she's just not giving that vibe to me, or I'm just not getting that vibe around her. I mean, I feel like when I do meet Pams in my life, we get along for the most part, but I'm just not feeling it.
Yeah, well, Pam's a little bit not crazy enough for you, I feel like.
Well, what's that supposed to mean?
Pam's bringing too much normal to the table.
We will go and say that there have been my share of mistakes.
I'm not saying mistakes. I'm saying that, like, if Pam was a meal, she would be a baked potato, and you want some hot sauce on the baked potato.
I want a stuffed baked potato. I want one of those, like, Mexican... I want one of those, like, TGI Fridays loaded baked potatoes.
Like, you want a baked potato, yeah, and then you bite down on it, and you're like, holy shit, that had a bunch of, like, bell pepper sauce in it.
It's one of those things where, like, you really like it while you're doing it, but you really regret it later. Whereas if you just had a baked potato, you'd be like, that was good.
I could have a marriage with that baked potato.
You know, and she'd treat me well and I'd stay healthy.
Have you ever had an obsessive crush like Jim had on Pam?
Yes.
Did it, like, for years and years? Because that was intense.
Years and years? I mean, you know, there was, like, my first girlfriend put me through the ringer.
Right.
And I had the obsessive crush. But it wasn't like a... I mean, I guess it was... No,
eventually.
But, you know, I've never been one to, like, keep it a secret.
Right.
I don't really get that obsessive crush and then decide, well, I'm just going to let this crush simmer underneath for a long time. I'm pretty much, like, put it out there.
Right.
And then do what it takes until I've accomplished the goal.
Right.
And then I just wait until that goal combusts internally. Blows up in my face.
Yeah, it is, like, I mean, it's kind of immature. I guess when I was watching the show, I was, like, in college, it seemed, like, more realistic. But now, if I, like, was in love with somebody in my office, I would just, like, get it out of the way, you know?
Yeah.
Like, just like, oh, okay. And it's so awkward. Just,
I mean,
like,
I guess there was the whole, like, engagement thing. But yeah. That was also so weird,
but
you know?
But also, if someone's engaged and you get over it, right? Like, Jim's cute. Jim's super hot. He could, like, easily be, like, banging all the, like, gross girls in,
But Jim loves Pam. They're soulmates.
Yeah, I guess. I guess they are soulmates. And then Pam got real annoying later on. I watched enough episodes to know she got annoying.
Pam was always annoying. You just don't realize it until you have to spend a lot of time with her.
Like, there was a reason her fiancé was, like, hanging out with the guys drinking beers so much.
There's a reason the fiancé was putting off the marriage so long. You know, they met, probably got engaged real quick. And he spent a lot of time with her. He's like, I don't know if I want to do this. Just not feeling it. Not all there. All right, so we did Pam, so let's just knock the guy version out of the way. Let's Dwight.
Mm-hmm. Great. No, Dwight's horrible. Like, if we're being realistic in this, like, absolutely not, right?
But
like,
Dwight would totally have a crush on you.
Oh my god, yeah, you're right.
You would totally have to deal with it.
That's the
guy that has a crush on you.
That's so horribly true.
Ironically, I think the girl that has a secret crush on me would be with Angela.
The Christian one? Why?
No, the Christian one. I made a mistake. Which one was the one that Dwight was with?
Angela.
Angela. No, I was right.
The blonde one.
I could just see it.
Her liking you?
Maybe.
She hates Jewish people.
Does she hate Jewish people?
No, she's super Christian. Isn't that, like, a given? Let's not pretend like any religious people like anyone else.
No, I've actually had some Christian people really like me, and
that's
I've
you
had
think
Christian.
That you might become Christian.
I've
one
had
day.
Christian people that tell me, like, you know, Josh, if you just, you know, became Christian, you and me, da 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 da.
Yeah, exactly. They're just always trying to recruit you. There's nothing to do with liking anyone.
Schick's appeal from Seinfeld. Schick's appeal, even though
you
I'm a guy,
yeah,
I can't
yeah,
be a Schick'sa, but male Schick's appeal.
I'm the ultimate Schick'sa because of my hair.
Because you look like a Jew.
My hair, my ability to yell, and my quick wit. Make me the ultimate Schick'sa. Just in case you're wondering.
Just basically a Jew without any of the Jew in you.
Yeah, it's very confusing. Like, there's no culture I identify with more than the Jewishness. But
that's probably why this works so well.
Know, before that, friends with Ian Goldlust. Just most Jewish name ever.
The ultimate Jewish name.
He's a friend of the podcast. He's listened.
He has?
Mm-hmm.
Is he going to hear this one? Is he going to be upset that you mentioned him?
No. He's fine with his last name. I've been in the grocery store with him, and he'll check out and show his license for his ID, and they'll be like, Goldlust, that's not your name.
No, okay, so for real, Jim.
Jim, yeah, well, I had a total celebrity crush on Jim. Mm-hmm. Oh my god.
He's tall.
Cute, funny, just, like, seems relatable.
But is he ambitious enough for you, Robin?
He's really not, right? Like, at this point, if I mean...
But I guess our podcast is who would you do, not who would you get into a long-term relationship
with. I mean, what we could bang out who would you do in 5 minutes, right? Yes, no, if I was drunk, no.
Basically, yes. just yes.
Oh, we're going to hit you up with some no's on this one, though.
Yes, maybe.
But no, I was in love with the TV version of Jim. Oh my god, he's so cute. He's so cute. I don't, like, there's nothing, like, hilarious for me to say. It's just that he was, like, very nice. And then the ultimate scariness of Jim is how much that he loved Pam. And then even, like, to the exclusion of anyone else. Because you remember the girl when he got transferred away?
It almost feels kind of unbelievable.
That he would just love her so much.
I don't know. It's like the Titanic thing all over again.
What, the people are in love?
No, it's just like this unabashed, instantaneous, I love you with everything. I guess, yeah, I guess they had all that time together. I guess people fall in love. Why am I being so cynical? I've been in love before. It happens.
Yeah, it is kind of annoying, though, for the Karen Filippelli, who's like the really pretty, like, you know,
No, she was hot. I don't know what he was doing. Right, messing that up. Why don't you give her a chance, Jim?
Yeah, like,
why don't
you give her a chance? She didn't get fat. Pam got hella fat.
Oof, Pam had kids.
Did Pam really have kids, though?
I think she did.
Actress Pam? Well, okay, whatever. You're still on TV. You can lose the weight. It's fine.
We just need you to tighten.
Yeah, whatever.
Not asking you to lose weight. We're just asking you to tighten.
Maybe... My mom didn't gain baby weight. Like, mom... she did, but she lost it.
My mom. It took my mom forever to lose the baby weight.
I mean, it's like, are you losing the baby weight? Or are you losing the habit of ice cream you got used to when you were pregnant?
I don't know. But my mom was, like, super skinny before my brother was born. Mm. I guess she kind of lost it for me, and then my brother was just not coming off.
No going back.
There was no return.
Well, I guess Pam's in the same situation. I bet you, the actor right now, would rather bang Karen than Pam.
Jim is maybe that would be, oh no, they're ending the show now. We can't have, like, a Jim cheating on Pam side story.
That's a terrible side story.
It would piss everyone off.
That, like, crushes the entire purpose of the series, which is a love story.
Is that the purpose of the series? Is Jim and Pam, in your opinion, the focal point, center of the story? Or would Michael be the center of the story?
I guess it's probably half and half.
50-50?
Yeah.
I guess the British one is all David Brent.
Yeah.
All Ricky Gervais. Oh. I love the British version. It's a different show. You know, everyone's like, oh, I picked the British one over the American one, or the American one over the British one. All I can say about the British one is 2 seasons and a special. Perfect. Amazing. Character. So detestable. So much more detestable than Michael Scott. David Brent, that's a no for you, right?
Definitely. Terrible. And also
for Ricky Gervais? No.
Ricky Gervais, yeah, definitely. He's very funny.
Oh, so you would have sex with him just because he's that funny?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm sure he would charm... Any plan I had for not banging him, he would charm my way out of.
Really? You think of him as, like, a charmer?
Absolutely. Yeah. At least for people with my sense of humor. Maybe, like, an awesome sorority girl, he'd be like, we're not a British comment. They'd be like, ew. But I would be charmed by it.
I know how he feels.
Okay, so we covered that. Now... So the rest of the girls are, well, let's go with, like, so Michael's a no for me, but what about...
Michael's a no?
Okay, here's what this. Michael is, like, maybe if I had a really bad blackout drunk night, and then I'd be so upset.
That you banged Michael?
I'd be so upset forever. I'd be like, I'd try to, like, pretend it never
happened. Isn't that pretty much all of Michael's relationships on the show? That's actually kind of he really nails that person.
You can kind of see.
I'm that person that like, you have that blackout drunk night and you have sex with him, and then you're like, oh, God, why did I do that?
It happened. Now it happened.
But I think it's because they all kind of secretly do sort of want to have sex with Michael. They just don't want to give Michael the fact that he's had sex with you.
Maybe.
I think that's what it is. I feel like it's the same thing for me.
Don't put yourself in the same bin as Michael. You are not like that.
I'm just saying, in the, you do kind of want to have sex with him, you just don't want to hand him the I had sex with you card.
No, you can never.
That's what you don't want to do. That's why you're so upset about it in the morning.
Also because he's terrible.
Well, also you don't want anyone to know, and you know that if you have sex with him that everyone is going to find out.
So much. Okay, well, let's do Michael's love life. So
this is funny. Michael is a girl I knew in college who I hooked up with on like my first, or my, I met her sophomore year. Hooked up with her on my first day of sophomore year. Everyone gave me all this grief about it. But later on, I found out that everyone at like a certain point had had sex with her. And just no one wanted to admit it. She was very attractive. She was just...
She was just annoying? What was wrong with her?
Just some personality issues.
Okay, well, let's do Michael's love life then.
Okay.
Okay, so start with, like, the hottest, Jan.
Jan?
The one that got the boob
job. I mean, yeah, I totally have sex with Jan. She... I feel like I've dated Jan. To be completely honest.
How long would you put up with Jan?
Till she breaks up with me. pretty much like most of my relationships.
You're really analogizing yourself to Michael. You're really
I don't know, you know, I'm just kind of like I always get into a relationship, or I often get into a relationship where I sort of see it not working out and assume one day I'll break up with them, but they just usually beat me to the punch. You get complacent.
Jan was terrible. Nothing the worst. Makes you like Michael besides Jan being so mean to Michael. Where he said he got, like, 4 vasectomies and then, like, un-vasectomies in that one episode.
Yeah, you know, vasectomy, if you can un-vasectomy, it doesn't sound like such a bad idea.
Right, it sounds like the best idea. If there was an un-take your uterus out and throw it in the bin, I would definitely get that done.
It's like a, well, keep it in, like, a little block. Can't females do, like, their own type of vasectomy?
You can get your tubes tied. I don't know if it's reversible. None of that stuff is, like, recommended, though.
Yeah, that's... Probably for the best not to do it.
For the best.
Or you have a kid that you don't want, and it was for the worst.
I'm never going to have a kid I don't want. Well, until later. Maybe it's like a 5-year-old I don't want.
Or until Mitt Romney wins the election.
Oh my god, no, I'll be going straight to Mexico. You know, you can buy these pills that will give you an abortion. And in Texas now, they've seen, like, a crazy-ass increase in the sale of these pills in Mexico. Because, like, you need a doctor to get them here. But you can just go to, like, a CVS in Mexico and be like, give me those pills, please. And then they're like, how many should I take? And the Mexican doctor isn't allowed to say anything.
Go to a CVS in Mexico and get a bag of Coke. If you know the right person to talk to.
So Gustav Fring may kill you. But yeah, so that's terrible.
The bag of Coke might kill you. I don't know if I trust the abortion pills in Mexico.
No, that's horribly dangerous. People are going to the hospital and dying, but like people...
So there are way worse pills in Mexico.
No, because the same ones, but doctors won't tell you how many to take. And so people just like take a like cupful of them.
What's wrong with these people? Who just takes a cupful of pills?
I would. If abortions were illegal and I got pregnant, I would 100% take a cupful of random ass pills until I just like felt enough bleeding down there. I felt confident there's no baby.
Well, what would... Do you bleed down there if you are pregnant?
No, it comes out when you have the miscarriage that you've induced through the pills. So on a really special episode of Who Would You Do? Talk
about... Sad violin music plays.
okay, Jan eventually leads to illegal self-induced abortions, we found too. So Jan, yes, you would.
Yes. As we realize, she's very much my type.
Okay, so what about Holly, the blonde one who ended up with Michael?
Now we go to like the type of person I could really see myself with.
Because she loves to laugh. That's like her big thing, right?
But yeah, and I love people to laugh at my jokes. I'm not so much a person that loves to laugh, except if I tell a great joke.
Right.
As I'm doing right now, as I chuckled right now at my mediocre to subpar joke. Holly, yeah, I could totally even see myself ending up with a girl like Holly.
The thing with The Office is that the characters, even though they're like, kind of like, you know, heightened. They're semi-realistic, except for Holly, because there's not a woman alive who would accept Michael. There are, but they're not like Holly, because Holly is nice. Like, at that point, you've had, like, 7 years.
But Michael's nice to Holly.
But Michael's an idiot who does dumbass shit that any self-respecting woman would abandon on.
No.
Yes.
No, Michael's got a good heart down at his core.
No, he has a terrible heart mixed with a good heart at his core. Like, remember when Jan came back and he pretended like he didn't go out with Holly? Yeah, he's fucking terrible, dude. He's, like, really shitty to her for a few episodes.
Yeah, Michael's...
And, like, the thing is that Holly... If they made Holly really dumb, it might work. But they made Holly smart and into Michael.
I buy it. I bought it.
Just because you, like, want your Holly to be out there.
Just don't crush my dreams, Robin. All I'm asking you to do is to not crush my dreams.
All I'm asking is that, like, the worst man on the history of the planet...
He is so far from the worst man. David Brent is already a worse version of Michael than Michael. Dwight is worse than Michael.
Who can't understand anything.
Creed is worse than Michael.
He does terrible things all the time, without changing at all in his own personal life, deserves a woman to love him forever, who's attractive and funny and smart.
Are Creed and Meredith going to end up together? I feel like that seems like a good match.
It's a good match. It's a creepy, creepy match.
It's a creepily... that'd be the fucking... That child would be the worst... Grow up to be the worst person in the world.
Yeah, I would like to see, like, a web series on, like, Creed's background. What was Creed doing when he was 20?
They always allude to it.
Just would you
Would you bang young Creed?
Oh, my God. Maybe, like, accidentally. At, like, a bar or something. I feel like a lot of these are, like, accidentally... Like, I feel like...
You would just accidentally have sex with all the guys.
I feel like Creed, like, might, at a bar, if he was young, like, come off as mysterious and not horrible yet. And so you might be tricked.
Well, Creed is mysterious old. He's old and mysterious.
Also really creepy.
But he's just old.
I mean, there could be
Imagine if Creed was a good-looking guy in The Office. It's exactly the same. Everyone would be like, God, Creed is just so mysterious and deep.
Tall, dark, and handsome. Yeah, no, maybe Creed. Maybe young Creed. That's like a scary thought. Creed.
That is a scary thought. So no Dwight, no Michael. If you were drunk, I'm gonna take your response to Michael as a yes.
But I'm gonna take
because you would do Michael
if there's after like a 0.2 blood.
I'm throwing this out there. Mm-hmm. I'm throwing this out there.
You're ready to be mad.
Get ready to be mad.
Uh-huh. I'm ready.
I can even see you sort of getting involved in, like, a secret relationship with Michael, even though you're not a secret relationship girl.
Secret relationship. Like, I'm so ashamed.
You're, like, real upset about it, but you're doing it. You see, you're even thinking it.
About my past real relationships, and I had one semi-secret, but he wasn't as bad as Michael by any means. But he was real weird, and it was kind of a secret.
But you liked him.
Because here's what I'm saying. It's that, like, you have to be in a terrible place. I only did it because it was, like, I needed a rebound
from
a long-term relationship.
You think Michael's cute. You'd find him joke funny.
No, like, his jokes are terrible!
But you still find him kind of funny.
It actually depends. Actually, okay, I'll edit that. It really depends on what context you meet Michael at, right? Because, one, work is, like, out, right? You can't be working with him because you know how he really is, right? You can't take an improv class with him because he had that and he just killed everybody in every scene. Like, I hate people in improv classes that are bad. And so, maybe, here's where Michael is good. It's, like, you see him at the coffee shop you go to. And he's always nice to the barista and tips her, so you see that he's nice and he makes a little joke. And you have very minimal time with him.
Or you work at a company that does business with Michael... And you watch Michael rock the business end.
And maybe he, like, comes over once every 6 months and is, like, charming and is nice to people. I could see that. But then that's the thing where it really depends. And then if you know him only from that, then you get blackout drunk. Then
not
fine.
Even blackout drunk. You get if you met him in just those
but
few
have
scenarios.
To be super lonely.
The blackout drunk is if you work with him. If you worked with him and you got blackout drunk and it accidentally happens one night... And then you start, like, really thinking about it, and then maybe you end up in that secret relationship with Michael a little bit for a little while.
You know, think about how sad all the people that Michael's been with had to be. Jan was, like, super depressed and was, like, losing her job, and, like, she was secreting him up, you know? And, like, mm-hmm. Holly, like, waited to be,
is
like,
just a piece of fiction.
Basically, yeah, a piece of fiction. Basically, I mean, also, I don't know how desperate I'm going to get if I was, like, 35 and single. Maybe I'd be like, yes, I will marry Michael immediately if I was 35
Michael's,
and single.
He's the boss.
Oh, but he's so horrible. He's so horrible. Can you imagine, like, seriously having a dinner conversation with Michael? He'd embarrass you. You couldn't take him nice places.
Yeah, I've embarrassed plenty of my girlfriends.
Oh my god. Why do you think that you are Michael?
I don't think that I'm Michael. I don't think that I'm Michael. I just see certain similarities. It's the one thing I've always liked about Michael. I see certain similarities between me and David Brent.
It's highly disturbing.
Just subtle similarities. I'm a way better person than them.
Like, and we're both super
and I'm much funnier. And I like to bring my comedy to the workplace and actually entertain everyone there. Unlike Michael, who just thinks he does.
I see. So we're like hitting you on this insecurity, the fact that you're the jokester at work and you feel like you're accidentally...
I'm actually not the jokester. I'm the jokester at work with, like, the below-the-line workers. The people that don't matter. My big fear...
The people that are going to drown the Titanic.
All right, this is my big... My actual... All right, here's where it all comes out.
All right.
My actual boss... is basically Michael. He just is Michael, just to, like, such an incredible degree that it blows my mind. And my big fear in life is becoming him. And I could see the possibility of that happening if I end up on this, if all my, like, side projects just don't ever pan out. Growing up and still thinking I'm funny, and then one day I'm 40 and I'm like, in his job, and I'm thinking I'm entertaining everyone at work, and he is funny, and I hand it to Pat that he is a funny guy, and he is very entertaining and fun to work for, even if he's got a little bit too much pathos and thinks he's funnier than he actually is.
Okay, I see. No, I understand that, because I have the same thing with just terribly, terribly bitchy women. I'm just like, oh my god, like, am I just gonna turn into the worst fucking bitch?
Yeah, it's like there was once a time when Michael was young and had a future.
Where he wasn't the worst yet.
Where he wasn't the worst yet, and where he might have actually been funny.
Where he was, like, the top salesman, and he was probably making really good sales calls.
And he was making what seemed to be really good jokes at the time.
Right. Because he was making sales. Even though tacky, you're probably trying to impress, like, 60-year-old paper salesmen. They probably have tacky senses of humor.
Any laugh I get is a good laugh.
Well, that's one thing you should probably edit. Start to, like, focus on the laughs.
But a little bit more,
like,
a little bit more understanding
office,
of what I'm how I'm feeling right now.
No, I understand. Yeah, no, it's scary. Like, I feel like I could become a Jan, which is terrifying. Like, not really, but, like, the worst path that I could take.
Jan, can I see you being a Jan?
If I, like, was really mean.
I could see you being, like, a really, if you, like, just were older and not married, I could see you being real angry and bitchy and...
Yeah, see, that's the thing is that, like, I, like, want love in my life. I don't want to be Jan. She seems terrible. I don't want to be an executive of a paper company either.
Oh.
All right, so after that soul conversation, let's dip back more into
on a really deep episode of Who Would You Do?
Yeah, for illegal Texas abortions, deep fears about our futures, and, okay, so how do you, this is an interesting one, how do you feel about Angela?
She's a little past her prime for me. Younger Angela would be... more strongly considered.
Okay.
Angela's the type of personality where I would be trying to secretly bang her.
I feel like Dave would be really into Angela.
Dave
is our third roommate.
Dave's our third roommate. He's
Something
not a part
tells
of the podcast.
Me that Dave's type is Angela. But we can talk about that later.
Something tells you Dave's type is Angela. Something very, very explicit tells us Dave's type is Angela. Angela's just that girl that you should not get involved with at the office. But I'm also the type of guy that kind of, if I were to get involved with a girl at the office, would get involved with the girl I shouldn't get involved with at the office.
The world's gonna fuck you over later on.
Yes. Angela's the worst, though.
She's the worst, but she's also super Christian into cats. Like, that's not something that you're
but
into.
But she's hype. She's hypocritically Christian.
Yeah. Well, she's banged right a lot.
And engaged in a relationship with the Ed Helms character, Andy.
Well, they broke up.
Yeah, but they engaged in a relationship.
Oh, yeah.
Did they have sex?
Oh, I don't know.
I feel like there was, like, a joke that they hadn't had sex.
I think so. Yeah.
That she was dating him and banging Dwight.
Right.
God, she's the worst person.
She's terrible.
Such a bad person. Oh, she's man. So Dave would date Angela. Dave's dating Angela. All right, moving on from slandering our roommate.
Who's upstairs.
And who probably doesn't listen to our podcast.
0% chance.
I mean, he might be listening to it right now.
Through the wall, not according to his own will.
If he wants to come down and chip and put in his 2 cents, he's welcome to.
That's right.
I don't think he's listening. Okay, Angela. Ultimately similar to your Michael situation. If I was really drunk with Angela.
If you're in a really bad place, if you're super lonely, bad place. And they're comforting you. Yeah.
But you know, I almost would rather be alone than be with someone when I'm in a bad place.
I'd rather ultimately be alone than have been with Michael. That'd be such a bad thing to have. Unlike the things you just look back and you're like, oh, how did that happen? He'd be the worst. Okay.
All right, so now here's one that I'm pretty curious about. I think I know the answer to this one, Ryan.
Okay, so now Ryan, you know how you're trying to goad me into saying no to Michael, but I actually was going to say yes? That's who it is. That's how it is with Ryan. I would love to sit here and be like, no, but the answer is absolutely. Especially if I was stuck in that office with him. If I was stuck in the office and it was like Jim was wrapped up with Pam, Michael was, you know, old or whatever, I would 100% be trying to at least hook up with Ryan. And it'd be so upsetting for me because he is terrible. But you gotta remember, he doesn't start out terrible. He starts out like going to business school and is just a little bit of a D-bag. And like Michael just likes him. He starts out shy and is like the temp. And then he slowly becomes more and more horrible and horrible. And the worst thing about Ryan is that, like, I'd be forced into the Mindy Kaling character. Like, Ryan doesn't have a girlfriend bone in his body. So you'd just, like, you'd have to be his bitch. It would suck. Even if you were, like, we're just hooking up once, he would still manage to make you feel bad.
I was gonna say you're less annoying than Kelly. But then I was just thinking back to when you were single.
Shut up.
And how much of your conversations were Kelly conversations.
Oh my god, no. Kelly's an idiot.
You're smarter than Kelly, but you're not above having Kelly conversations on an intensely consistent basis.
Whatever, I'm very calm now. So I'd be into Ryan. He's cute. And he's also, you know, stand up in real life. That'd be good. But what about Kelly for you?
Yeah, I'd have sex with Kelly.
Okay, but what about the character of Kelly?
So not who I do, who would I date?
Well, okay, we answered the question. You would do Kelly, okay?
I'd do Kelly.
So, but then, like, what if you're stuck in the office with her anymore? Would you rather, let's say you broke up really badly with either Kelly or Angela. Which one would you rather have gone out with? Let's say you go out with both. Let's say you could go out with one of them for a month. Like, which one would be better?
I feel like, you know, very interesting situation is Angela would crush me more than Kelly. Because Kelly...
You could crush Kelly.
Because of Kelly, I could crush.
Yeah. So does that make you want to go more towards Kelly?
To be honest, it kind of pushes me towards Angela.
Always being tormented.
Angela actually, in ways, reminds me of an ex. I don't think I've ever dated a Kelly. I've banged a Kelly, but I've not dated a Kelly.
Yeah, you don't date a Kelly.
You don't date Kelly.
Kelly's problem, really.
It's Kelly's.
Wait, what are my
problem.
Conversations that are like Kelly? Just talking about being sad at grad school is like the only bad thing I talk about.
Just when you were single and just talking about dudes nonstop.
That's because dudes are terrible. They're so terrible to you all the time.
See it from the other side. See things from the other side.
There are people of both genders who get crushed. It's not like one or the other.
Just, you know, some dudes are just trying to be easygoing and in a relationship, and these guys can drive them nuts sometimes. Just don't want them to be calm and happy. There was actually interesting thing. It's something I was listening to on the radio. Was there was a study about how girls don't like it when their guys are just calm all the time.
What?
I'm telling you.
Conclusion
that they like to see their boyfriends get mad.
Well, maybe it proves that you're like still an ape that's capable of protecting us.
I just don't think it's a matter of that. You can be an ape, you know, just have a gun. Just have a gun in my room and I'll be calm and just have a gun. Well, we're fine. If something happens, I got a gun. Don't worry. Just let me be chill.
Maybe it proves that, like, you care about them. Because one of the things of, like, someone doesn't care about you is you can't make them upset. They just, like, don't care at every turn.
But you start to care less once they're making you upset all the time.
It's hard. I don't know. There's just this thing, like, inside of you that's like, be a bitch to this person. Be a bitch to them. Be a bitch to them. And you have to be crushing it. And even if you crush it 90% of the time, the 10%, it just makes a guy so
Doesn't
angry.
The fact that they're just so nice to you and like you so much and treat you so well show you that they care?
No, because the best guy does stupid things all the time.
Yeah, we're all going to do stupid shit. You just gotta,
so
like...
the best girl is bitchy all the time.
No.
There's no, you can't just, like, have one and still act the way.
No, it's fine for, like, a guy to mess up every once in a while, and it's fine for a girl to be upset and bitchy every once in a while. It's just, there just needs to be a limit. There needs to be a cap.
Well, I'm in a happy relationship.
Yeah, and I have seen you be bitchy very infrequently, and I've seen the guy in your relationship. I don't think I've ever seen him get upset. No. I'm sure he has.
Yeah, we had a little fight. But it was fine.
That's it. You have little fights. Little fights are healthy.
Yeah. No, I'm not a big screamer. I would just tend to dump the person. I'm more of a, I don't want to get into it.
You've probably screamed at me more than you've screamed at him.
Yeah, well, he puts his dishes away.
Do you think Michael puts his dishes away?
I have no idea. Ugh. Apartment. Okay, so we covered Angela, Kelly, Jan. What about... Okay, so...
I'm very busy right now, Robin.
I'm gonna assume...
I will get to the dishes.
Maybe it's just like...
I barely have time for this podcast right now.
Maybe...
You choose, the podcast or the dishes.
I'm so nice to... That's not... Even if I chose the dishes wouldn't get done. There is no option.
I'm just
done.
Asking Don't you pretend. To choose. I'm asking you to choose.
Don't give me a fake choice.
I'm asking you to... Because you're not gonna choose the dishes. I gave
Neither
you that
are
option.
You.
I gave you that option because I knew you wouldn't choose them. If I thought you were going to go dishes, I wouldn't have even brought it up. And on our final episode of Who Would You Do?
It's just noises of Josh doing the dishes.
Cling, cling.
And me going, it's so clean. Okay, so Phyllis is now, I'm going to assume.
You know, I think ultimately more would be accomplished if I did the dishes than we stopped doing the podcast. Ultimately, we'd accomplish, the world would be a better place.
Because we could maybe bring visitors over.
I could stop blocking certain people on Facebook.
But wait, okay, so Phyllis, the old lady, you're going to say no.
Phyllis. Well, Phyllis is a great personality. No, of course not.
Okay, so then let's move on.
I mean... Yeah, this is, I'm sorry. I mean, Phyllis, you know,
no, it's fine.
It's great
She's
to have a great personality. But
we have no idea what her high school picture looked like. Maybe she was banging.
Yeah, maybe she was banging. God, how disappointing that would have been to marry.
Just goes downhill rapidly.
What do you do? What do you do? What do you do if they go that bad?
I feel like your relationship couldn't be
I would just have
healthy.
To get equally bad.
You could do that, which probably does happen. Or you could just have talks about, hey, I'm going to become raw vegan, so you should too. It's like
you
want to
go for a jog?
I love couple jogs. You know something? You know that I love couple jogs? Because I do.
Well, I'm not going on a jog. Have you taken a look at me?
Couple jogs.
So in that little fake scenario, you were the guy and I was the girl. Nice. Right, so yeah, there's nothing more to talk about, Phyllis. No. Interesting one here. Toby.
I think, like, again...
Your age, Toby, I think is a definite yes.
Well, that's what I was going to say. I was going to say we don't know what he was like when he was my age. I mean,
we can
I feel
assume.
Like
we can make assumptions.
Also, Toby's life with a good wife could have gone totally differently. Like, Toby, if he had, like, a baller wife that, like, was, like, fun and stuff, like, Toby liked going to, like, that South American country to, like, have a vacation, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Toby was, like, fine, but, like, he had that ex-wife, and he loves his kid, so, like, maybe. But, like, current Toby, now here's the thing. If I was, like,
If you Toby were Toby's now, age now.
I would also probably be yes, right? Because let's say I was a divorcee who was 45. Toby's a fucking catch. He, like, has some hair. That's all you ask for. He's not, like, beating you. That's the only two things you can ask for.
Toby's a nice guy. I could totally see you with a Toby.
I mean, it's kind of like the gym, right? Where, like, ultimately I hope that my future husband would have more ambition than to, like, stay at a paper factory in Scranton forever. Like, that just sounds terrible. Like, none of those people are dating comedian girls, you know? Oh, to be a comedian in Scranton, Pennsylvania? Oh.
That's funny.
Okay, so what about Meredith? That's a good one.
Meredith.
The redhead. The trashy redhead.
The trashy redhead. I was about to, Meredith. My mom is best friends, or really good friends, with a girl who just looks exactly like Meredith. Meredith, to me, and my mom's friend, both of them just don't look like real people to me.
Okay, well, then let's go with your age, Meredith, when she's just probably really fun to hang out with and partying all the time.
Yeah, I could just totally see myself being drunk with Meredith. Everyone's left the party. We're there. What else are we going to do?
Right. But do you think that, like, your age Meredith would be, like, kind of hot?
She'd be hot enough that it would be, like, a what else are we going to do?
But would
do
it,
right
like,
now?
Turn into more than a hookup, do you think?
No.
So you would, at that point, be able to be like, this person's trouble. This is one night only.
I don't even know if it's this person's trouble. I just don't think there's anything about Meredith that's like screaming anything more than, oh, no one's around, it's just you and me. I don't really want to talk to you right now.
Okay.
Want to have sex?
Okay. Yeah, because like there's no reason, you wouldn't be like engaged by her at all.
No. It'd be like, and then afterwards I'd be like, oh great, I don't even think she expects anything from me.
Right.
That's the whole thing, is it's like someone that's like, meh. If it felt like there was any expectation post-hooking up with her, I probably wouldn't do it, but I wouldn't feel that expectation. I'd just make sure, like, I had a condom that covered all the way down to my balls.
Wrap that puppy up.
I would just put, like, condom on my balls and on my head strap and, like, just take some, like, padding around.
Just, the like, other. Tape a Ziploc to the genital area.
But, yeah, you know, if I got one of those condoms, for sure. Young version of her. All right, now's one that I'm really excited for you, Daryl.
Daryl. Yeah, I mean, I totally like Daryl, because he's funny, but he also plays piano. We can have little jam sessions together.
Mm.
I would love to, like, have little jam sessions with him. Yeah, I think the only problem with Daryl, well, first of all, I would love to date the comedian that plays Daryl. That would be, like, my dream man. But if I had to go with, like, the actual character,
you know, Daryl lives around the corner from here. Or really? Craig Robinson lives around the corner from us.
I was, like, wait outside the Sony lots, hoping he'll drive by one day. But the only problem is just that these people are actually living in, like, rural Pennsylvania, which I could not stand. So I couldn't date him. But definitely, he seems like he's fun and really nice. Look, his daughter is so ugly on that show.
He's got a lot of charisma.
Yeah,
Daryl.
Definitely. Very charming. So, yeah. Okay. So, what about Aaron, the secretary that Andy was into?
Oh, if I were to pick my favorite, it would be Aaron.
Okay. For hotness. But she's also just the youngest by, like, 10 years.
She's super, super attractive.
Really? Because she has a very girl next door thing for me.
She's got that girl next door thing.
But is that hot?
It seems like she hasn't really been around too much.
Oh, that's a terrible thing to be attracted to.
Well, I just you know, feel like... I feel like she'd make me feel pretty cool.
Yeah. And she'd probably laugh at all your jokes.
She'd laugh at all my jokes.
You just try to find an Aaron.
If I could find an Aaron, I would
be...
She's
also kind of stupid. She's not going to ever be like... We should really go see Waiting for Godot.
I'm not saying we're getting married. I'm just saying we'll date for a long time until, you know, she wants kids. And I'm like, all right, I think we should end this.
You're just going to take her best years.
Just going to steal the best years away from her and then move on with my life.
That's terrible. She'd be crushed.
No, I don't do that because no one gives me the chance. I guess I tend to date more intelligent girls than that.
Well, you also want to be crushed by these women. You, like, want someone that's, like, terrible.
No, I don't want to be crushed by these women.
You said you'd pick Angela over Kelly because Angela could crush you.
That's not why I'd pick Angela over Kelly. It's just more of it. I like a challenge. I like a bit of a challenge.
Yeah, Erin, if she
But no, I don't like terrible girls. I hope that the girls I'm dating aren't terrible. I don't think they're terrible when I start dating them, and not all of them have been terrible. Okay, there have been some really good ones. I messed those up.
All right. So I think there's only a couple more guys. There's only one more guy.
Who am I missing? Oh. How could I miss? How could I miss him? The one that everyone fucking tells me I look like. Hmm? Andy.
People tell you look like Andy?
All the time.
Wait, really?
I mean, not when I have like this ridiculous beard I have right now.
Right.
But yeah. Yeah. I've gotten Andy so many times.
Oh, strange. I guess I just know you as you, but I guess I could see that. Yeah, like the facial features.
It's not someone I really like am happy about. Not like I'm excited that people tell me I look like Ed Helms.
It's not bad, though.
I guess.
It's not bad at all.
Not bad at all. It's like...
The only bad ones are just like Rosie O'Donnell. You don't want to get that.
No, but it's I'm trying to think of like what a female equivalent is, but they're not attractive enough to be famous.
Yeah, exactly. They don't even make it to TV. At least Andy Bernard can exist. I don't get any... Yeah, that's like I'm in the zone of like, oh yeah, you don't look like some model, so you don't look like anyone on TV.
Like olive oil.
I do get olive oil.
Shelley Duvall.
That's the equivalent. This is a weirder version of Andy.
But Shelley Duvall is hot in her own way.
Shelley Duvall, in the way that like her bones would break if you touched her.
She's very interesting looking.
That's not a compliment. That's not a compliment.
I'm very attracted to interesting looking.
She's very interesting looking. Her features are just off, you know?
She's olive oil. You could play olive oil in the remake. You gotta get famous, Robin, so that when they remake Popeye, they can cast you as olive oil. Because you got that in the bag if you're just a little bit famous.
That'll be my goal. No, are you kidding me? That would go to Zooey Deschanel. 100%. There'd be no way that I'd ever play that.
Of course, they ruin it by giving it to Zooey Deschanel.
Oh my god, Popeye, I made you a squirrel bag.
Someone that I just want to put down on the record, I would not date.
Yeah. She's a divorcee.
Is she?
Yeah.
Of course.
Got sadness in her eyes. Andy, oh man, everyone at my undergrad, Emory, was just like Andy. Just like boring for no reason. Not Christian, not doing anything with his life, just dull. Just, I'm gonna fucking do this.
But they didn't go to Cornell.
Yeah, they didn't even go to Cornell. They're worse than Andy. But that's exactly... Yeah, actually, I forgot that he went to that good college. It's exactly how they were. Just like, we literally have no creativity. We don't have anything to say. But we're going to be great employees at some fucking soulless corporation.
Fine, but I'm going to throw this out there.
Yeah.
I'm going to throw this out there about Andy and you.
Yeah?
You're saying no to Andy. And I hear that. And I'm with you on that.
You're trying to force me to fuck all these guys.
But if Andy pursued you, he would break you down.
If I worked that office, maybe.
Yeah, I'm saying if you're forced to be around Andy a lot, and he pursued, I bet he'd break you down. Because Andy's that super nice guy.
Yeah.
And you would be super nice. There's nothing horrible.
If he really liked me, you're right. Because that is just nice to, like, be... Because, well, okay, here's what would happen if I actually... Let's say, like, the season where... Let's say that, like, the season where all of them are single.
Hey, I'm with Andy because people tell me I look like him, and when I do get the girl, you know, if I pursue, I can break down.
No, but I'll tell you what would happen if I actually got a job in that office and everyone was single. Is that I would immediately be in love with Jim and be really heartbroken like he didn't like me. And then, like, get over that, be creeped out by Dwight, and, you know, Michael would be out of my age range. And you're right, honestly, I probably would end up going out with Andy. But it wouldn't, but I would, but then you just sit there and you look at Jim... And he would make the jokes that are funny, and Andy would make the ones that aren't.
So you'd be with Andy and secretly be in love with Jim?
Yeah, and
you'd remain secretly in love with Jim?
Because Jim is hot, and he's funny. Andy's cute, but he's not funny. They gave Andy a quirky, weird personality. If they had given Andy his actual... If it was Ed Helms or the guy... Or Jim Krasinski, whatever his name is, I would absolutely be into Ed Helms.
Over Krasinski?
Yeah, 100%.
Oh,
because Ed Helms is hilarious. He was on The Daily Show. Like, you can't get better than that. But Andy is nerdy and was in an a cappella group. And I just can't. I would be unhappy with the characters.
Sounds like an ex-boyfriend.
Oh my god. Just everyone at Emory. And I also saying everyone at Emory was like that, I did avoid all of them. I did it
except for like the how many that you dated while you were there?
But those were like the weirdos. They weren't the ones that like fit in with Emory.
Okay.
But okay, so that I think we went over everybody.
All right, did we go over with everyone for me too?
Yeah, we did all the girls.
Right, so it was time for the end?
Time for the end. Okay, I'll go first. All right. I have mine.
Okay,
so, Mary, murder, fuck. Kelly, Angela, Meredith. So we got crazy. We got old, trashy crazy, conservative, Christian crazy, and we got... like,
romantic. All right. I got my answer. Okay. It took me a second to think about it.
Yeah, I tried to think of a hard one.
But, I'd kill Meredith because I'm just the least interested in Meredith.
Okay.
I'd bang Angela.
Ooh, okay.
Because being married to Angela could ruin my life. Being married to Kelly, I could basically be in control.
Yeah, you could probably cheat on her, too.
With Angela. But, okay. Yeah. So I think that was a good answer.
So you just, to like... So
I'm not trying to marry Kelly, and I was also considering the fact that she'd be really fucking annoying. Really horrible. But Angela would just do something to destroy me.
Yeah.
She's and I just powerful. Don't want to be destroyed.
Also, Kelly, at the end of the day, is, like, bitchy in a way that you can ignore, whereas Angela is bitchy in a way where you have to give it attention.
Yeah, I like Kelly. Kelly's cool.
Kelly's super annoying.
Annoying is all balls. Reminds me of a lot of girls I go to work with. All right. I'm not going to give you Jim. Okay. Mine.
It's too good.
Because he's just too obvious. I'm going to go Toby.
Okay.
Michael. And Andy.
And I'm my current age, or they're my age, or what's happening at the ages?
Everyone's the age they are.
Okay. Well, then I think I'd have to marry Andy. And I just, from a one night perspective, like, Toby probably has clinical depression. So I'd have to kill him because I feel like he'd be bad in bed. And I'd go with Michael.
But I'm just gonna point this out. In choosing Michael to fuck, you're dealing with the aftermath.
Ugh. Yeah, but then Toby would like cry during.
You'd rather deal with the Michael aftermath than the Toby during.
Yeah, Steve Carell's very cute.
All right, so we're gonna deal
with the aftermath.
You're gonna deal with the. I knew you liked Michael. I'm just saying, I knew you were trying to bang Michael.
Yeah, I love all the comedians that are on this show.
All right, so pretty good episode, pretty deep episode. I feel like this one got real.
Some scary ground.
You see, I knew when we did The Office that we were gonna get into because it's the one that feels. It's the first time we're talking about people that, in a way, feel real.
Yeah. Because the Batman universe is definitely not, and they're all still so hot. yeah, okay, cool. Well, I'll see you guys next week.
Thanks for tuning in.